Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
We really thank the Lord for this year WCCC.
我们实在是为这今年的西岸特会感谢主。
The overall theme for this year conference was "Run with endurance the race that is set before us."
今年西岸特会的主题是奔那摆在前面的路程。
And the topic that our brother Sun shared was "Those who run the heavenly race."
孙弟兄他信息的分题是那些奔跑天路的人。
So my intent today is to provide brothers and sisters a high-level summary of our brother's burden.
所以今天我的交通是想就着孙弟兄信息里面的负担，给弟兄姊妹们一个概要式的一个重点的概括。
Let us first read a few key verses.
让我们先来读几处经文。
We'll first turn our Bible to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on, so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
腓立比书三章十二节。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
希伯来书十一章一节。
Hebrews 11 verse 1.
希伯来书十一章一节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And then we're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
Verse 18, the second part.
哥林多后书十二章十八节的后半部分。
Did we not conduct ourselves in the same spirit and walk in the same steps?
我们行事不是同一个灵吗？不是同一个脚宗吗？
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
彼得前书二章二十一节。
For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
彼得前书二章二十一节，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Finally, we'll turn back to the book of Philippians.
最后我们再回到腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
腓立比书二章五节。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let us have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we are all here today.
主耶稣，我们今天都在这里。
May you speak to our hearts.
愿你对我们的心说话。
We pray this in your most holy name.
我们的祷告是奉你最宝贵的名，最圣洁的名。
Amen. First, we have to ask this question.
首先我们要问第一个问题。
How can we run well in this heavenly race?
奔这条天路，我们如何能够奔得好？
So in order for us to run well,
所以为着让我们在这条天路上能够奔得好，
we must first have a clear understanding about this word run.
首先我们对奔这个字要有一个清晰的认识。
And our brother Sun explained this word run in its original meaning has a sense of urgency.
孙弟兄也解释到奔这个字它的原文里面有一个非常强烈的急迫的感觉。
So on one sense,
所以一方面，
we can think of this as we fleeing away from the enemy who is chasing after us.
说到这个急迫的感觉，我们想到的是有仇敌在追赶我们，所以我们要非常急切地逃离仇敌的追赶。
But on the other sense,
但是另一方面，
we can think of it as we are sprinting towards the finish line with all that we have.
我们是因为看到了那个终点线，所以全力以赴的要向那个终点线冲刺。
So then how can we run well?
所以我们如何能够奔得好呢？
We must first have this clear goal in view.
首先我们在奔的时候一定要看见那个清楚的目标。
If we can see clearly this goal,
如果我们能够清楚地看见这个目标，
then we can have direction.
那我们奔跑的时候就有方向。
If we can clearly see this goal,
如果我们能够清楚地看见这个目标，
then we can focus to run towards the goal.
我们就能够全力以赴地集中地来跑向那个终点。
And we know that this goal is a heavenly goal.
我们知道这一个目标是一个属天的目标。
So it requires us to have spiritual seeing to see.
所以如果是属天的目标，就会要求我们有一个属灵的视野去看见。
That's why in the conference our brother Sun explained the true meaning of faith.
这就是为什么在西岸特会的里面孙弟兄向我们解释了信心的真实的意义。
Faith is spiritual seeing.
信心就是属灵的看
见。 And this spiritual seeing enables us to see which is unseen.
只有属灵的看见可以使我们看见那看不见的。
Because of this spiritual seeing,
也是因为这个属灵的看见。
We can have this heavenly perspective when we run this race.
当我们在奔跑这条天路的时候，我们就能够有属天的思想和眼光。
And because of this spiritual seeing,
也是因为这个属灵的看见。
We can live a life that is governed by the heavenly vision.
我们就能够活出一个被属天的意象所支配的生活。
So in order for us to run well in this heavenly race,
所以为了让我们能够在这条天路上奔得好，
We must first have spiritual seeing by faith.
首先我们要凭着信能有属灵的看见。
Next we have to ask,
第二个问题我们要问的是，
How can we run and not fall short of God's individual calling for every one of us?
我们如何能够跑得不辜负神对我们个人的呼召？
From the book of Philippians chapter 3 we just read,
从腓立比书三章我们刚刚读的，
Our brother shared two aspects of these verses.
就这腓立比书三章十二节，弟兄分享了两个方面。
First,
第一方面
，we must run on behalf of ourselves.
我们奔跑这条天路是为我们自己跑。
So that we can gain what the Lord wants us to gain.
所以我们就能够得着主要我们得着的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，are we taking hold of Christ more and more every day?
我们是不是每一天都更多的得着耶稣基督的自己呢
？Second aspect.
第二个方面，
We must run on behalf of the will of God.
奔跑这条天路是为着神的旨意来奔跑。
God has called every one of us individually with a heavenly calling.
神是以一个属天的呼召，呼召了我们所有人。
And he desires to take hold of us for his purpose.
所以他想要得着我们，为着他的目的，为着他的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
When we were saved,
当我们得救的时候，
God has already given us this new life in Christ.
神已经在基督耶稣里面给了我们一个新生命。
Our brother explained that there are two aspects of this new life.
就着这个新生命，我们的弟兄也解释了两个方面。
First,
第一方面，
that this is a heavenly life by nature.
就着性质而言，这个生命是属天的。
Second,
第二方面，
this life is heavenward by instinct.
就着本能而言，这一个生命是向着天的。
This means that this lifeWe have a natural tendency to be attracted to heavenly things.
这就是告诉我们，这个生命有一个天然的倾向，就是它会被属天的事物所吸引。
So now we know.
现在我们知道。
How can we run to fulfill God's calling for each and every one of us?
我们如何能够跑得不辜负神对我们个人的呼召呢？
We must first learn to abide in this new life that God has given us.
首先，我们肯定是要学习住在这一个神已经给我们的新生命当中。
And we must grow up into maturity in this life.
在这个新生命当中长大成熟。
So that we will not waste this life that God has given us.
好让我们不枉费神已经赐给我们的这一个生命。
Now we have to ask the next question.
那接下来我们要问的一个问题是，
How did the witnesses in Hebrews chapter 11 run the heavenly race for God's purpose?
希伯来书第十一章中的见证人如何为了神的目的来奔跑天路？
From Hebrews chapter 11,
在希伯来书第十一章当中，
We find that there is a list of people from the Old Testaments.
我们看见那里记录了很多旧约当中的人物。
And God referred to these people as the great cloud of witnesses.
神说这一些人是像云彩一样围绕着我们的见证人。
And our brother made it very clear to us that these people were just ordinary people like us.
弟兄也很清楚地说，这些人是像我们每个人一样，都是平凡人。
But what made their story so extraordinary?
那是什么使他们有了这一些不平凡的事呢？
The stories were extraordinary because of one thing they have in common.
他们身上的这一些不平凡的事迹，是因为他们都共同的拥有同一个特性。
What is that one common thing they all possess?
他们共同拥有的这个特性是什么呢？
They all had faith.
他们都有信心。
Because of their faith,
因着他们的信心，
they were able to have spiritual seeing.
他们就能够有属灵的看见。
Because of their faith,
也是因着他们的信心，
they were able to see that is unseen, which is Christ.
他们就能够看见那看不见的，就是基督。
Because of their faith,
也是因着他们的信心。
They were able to live a life that is governed by the heavenly vision.
他们就有能力活出一个生活是被属天的意象所支
配的。And our brother summarized eight characteristics of these people who ran the heavenly race before us.
就着这一些在我们前面奔天路的人，弟兄在他们身上总结出了八个特征。
What are these eight characteristics?
他们身上的这八个特征是什么呢？
Number one,
第一个，
In their weakness, they witnessed God's strength.
在他们的软弱当中，他们见证了神的刚强。
Number two,
第二个，
In their foolishness, they witnessed God's wisdom.
在他们的愚昧当中，他们见证了 神的智慧。
Number three,
第三个。
In their failure, they witnessed God's mercy.
在他们的失败当中，他们见证了神的怜悯。
Number four,
第四个。
In their hopelessness, they witnessed God's hope.
在他们的失望当中，他们见证了神的希望。
Number five,
第五个。
In their trials, they witnessed God's keeping power.
在他们的试探中，他们见证了神保守的能力。
Number six,
第六个。
In their defeats, they witnessed God's victory.
在攻击当中，他们见证了神的得胜。
Number seven,
第七个。
In their desolation, they witnessed God's purpose.
在荒凉当中，他们见证了神的目的。
Number eight,
第八个。
In death, they witnessed God's resurrection.
在他们的死亡当中，他们见证了神的复活。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
May these eight things be indeed our spiritual experience today.
愿这八个特征也确确实实的能够成为我们今天真实的属灵经历。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
What is God's purpose? Illustrated in Hebrews chapter 11.
那么在希伯来书第十一章当中，神的目的是什么呢？
In Hebrews chapter 11,
在希伯来书第十一章当中，
we can see God's work in the history of Old Testament according to His eternal purpose.
我们看见神是照着他永远的旨意做工在旧约的历史中。
And our brother gave us the full picture of the purpose of God in building up His church in the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
那借着希伯来书第十一章，弟兄也给我们看见了神旨意的一个完整的图画，显在新约当中，就是神如何的来建造他的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is so important for all of us today.
这对今天的我们来说是非常重要的。
Because for in order for us to be strong in faith,
为了让我们能够在信心当中刚强起来，
we know that we need to learn to trust in God.
我们知道我们要学习来信靠神。
But
但是
our trust is not ignorant trust.
但是我们的信任，我们的信靠，并不是盲从，也不是无知的倚靠。
Instead,
相反，
our God really wants us to really know Him.
我们的神真的是希望我们能够真认识他。
To really know His eternal purpose.
真的认识到他永远的旨意。
And to really know that everything is progressing according to His eternal purpose.
也真的认识到每一件事都是照着他永远的旨意在往前发展。
So no matter how impossible it may seem from our perspectives,
所以无论在人的角度看来，这是多么的不可能。
He has full assurance to accomplish His eternal purpose.
在神的那边都一定能够成全他的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we can see this,
如果我们能看见这个，
then in every situation we encounter,
在每一个我们所处的环境当中，
then our faith can be strong.
我们的信心都能够被刚强的建立起来。
So what is the full picture of God's purpose in building His church?
说到建造神的教会，那他旨意当中的那一个完整的图画是什么呢？
First,
首先，
God brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
首先我们看见在旧约当中的第一步，就是神带领以色列人出了埃及。
In the New Testament,
那么在新约当中，
this represents we preach the gospel.
这就是代表教会要去传福音。
So that God can bring back those who are lost in this world.
所以神就能够借着教会将世界当中那些失丧的人挽回回来。
And then God let them cross the Red Sea and enter into the wilderness.
第二步，神带领以色列人过了红海，进入到了旷野。
In the New Testament,
那么在新约当中，
this represents we help newly saved brothers and sisters to learn not to love the world and to deal with sin and flesh.
这就是代表在新约当中，教会要帮助新得救的弟兄姊妹们不爱世界，对付罪，并且致死肉体的恶行。
And then God let them cross the Jordan River and enter into Canaan.
第三步，神带领以色列人过了约旦河，并且进入到迦南地。
In the New Testament,
那么在新约当中，
this represents we help brother and sister to learn to enter into the abundance of Christ.
这就是代表我们要帮助弟兄姊妹们一起的进入到基督的丰盛。
And then in the land of Canaan,
那么在后来到第四步，在迦南地，
they encounter battles with the enemies.
他们开始与仇敌有征战。
We remember in the book of Joshua chapter 5,
我们记得在约书亚记第五章，
when they were preparing for the battle of Jericho,
当时他们在预备和耶利哥城征战。
Joshua saw the commander of the Lord's army.
在那之前，约书亚看见了耶和华军队的元帅。
And Joshua fell face down on the ground.
约书亚对着耶和华军队的元帅俯伏于地，向他下拜。
What does that mean to us in the New Testament?
那么在新约当中，这是代表什么呢？
This represents that we all need to learn to follow the Holy Spirit in spiritual warfare.
在新约当中，这就是告诉我们，在属灵的征战里面，我们要顺从耶和华军队的元帅，就是顺服圣灵。
So that we can experience the victory of God together.
好让我们一同的来经历神的得胜。
And after that,
之后,
we see God's people slowly settling down in the land of Canaan.
我们就看见说神的百姓慢慢的在迦南地得地为业。
This represents God's people starting to be built up together upon the foundation of Christ.
在新约当中就是代表神的百姓一同的在基督的根基上开始有建造。
And then we see God establish the city of Jerusalem in Canaan.
再之后我们看见神带领他以色列的百姓在迦南地开始建造耶路撒冷城。
Our brother said that this city of Jerusalem represents the center of God's government.
耶路撒冷城代表的是神行政的中心。
This represents God's authority and spiritual order.
这就是告诉我们神他的权柄和属灵的次序被彰显出来。
To be established among God's people.
在神的百姓当中被建立起来。
So today,
今天,
we must all learn to honor the spiritual order in the house of God.
所以今天我们在神的家要学习尊重敬畏属灵的次序。
And then finally,
最后,
within the city of Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷城,
we see that God started to establish his holy temple.
神开始带领百姓建立圣殿。
The holy temple is where God's throne is established.
圣殿是神的宝座所设立的地方。
So this represents God's dominion and his kingship.
神的宝座就代表了神的管制和神的王权。
So number one thing,
所以第一件事,
we must learn to honor him as our king.
我们必须要尊重主为我们的王。
But not only that,
不仅如此,
in the holy temple,
在这个圣殿当中,
we know that God set a priest to serve.
神也设立了祭司来侍奉他。
So this represents God's desire for his people to serve him in his presence.
这就是告诉我们神希望他的百姓能够一同的在他同在当中来侍奉他。
Today,
今天,
we must all learn to serve in the house of God.
我们必须要学习在神的家中来侍奉神。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
This is the glorious purpose of God in building up his church.
这就是神在建造他的教会里面那一个荣耀的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
how can we be those who run this heavenly race together?
那么我们如何能够成为同奔天路的人呢?
First, we must recognize one thing.
首先我们一定要意识到一件事。
That this heavenly race is associated with many oppositions and reproaches.
奔这条天路会招来很多的反对和凌辱。
So our brother told us,
所以弟兄告诉我们,
to be able to run and finish this race,
为了能够跑上这条路并且完成这条路,
we have a very heavy price to pay.
我们要付上沉重的代价。
It may even cost us our life.
我们要奉献出自己的生命。
But if our spiritual eyes were open,
但如果我们的属灵的眼睛被打开,
we'll see the glory behind all these sufferings.
如果我们真的看见所有这些苦难背后的荣耀,
then we can press on regardless the suffering.
无论如何我们都会直奔向前。
So how can we be those who run this heavenly race together?
那我们如何能够成为同奔天路的人呢?
We must have the mind of suffering.
那就是我们都要同有基督耶稣受苦的心志。
Finally,
最后,
we have to ask this question.
最后一个问题,
from 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
从, 哥林多后书12章这里,
what did Paul mean by walking in the same spirit and the same steps?
当说到属灵的同伴, 保罗说了一个, 他说属灵的同伴是有同一个灵, 同一个脚踪, 这是什么意思?
In this heavenly race,
在这一个天路中,
God desires for us to run together with spiritual companions.
神希望我们是和属灵的同伴一起来奔这条天路。
You know, I feel that this is so precious to have spiritual companions when we run in this heavenly way.
我觉得这是非常宝贵的，当我们在跑这条天路的时候，我们有属灵的同伴。
Our brother explained that there are two aspects of being spiritual companions from 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
从希伯来、哦、对不起，从哥林多后书十二章这里说到成为属灵的同伴，弟兄解释了两个方面的性质。
The first one,
第一点
is that we have to have the same spirit.
属灵的同伴之间要有同一个灵。
The second,
第二点
we have to walk in the same steps.
属灵同伴之间要走在同一个脚踪里面。
What does it mean to have the same spirit?
什么叫同一个灵？
In some translation,
在有一些翻译版本里面,
the Spirit is translated as the Holy Spirit.
同一个灵也说到同一个圣灵。
So we know to be spiritual companions,
我们知道要成为属灵的同伴,
we must first be those who can follow the Holy Spirit.
首先我们要成为真实的能够跟随圣灵的人。
But the same Spirit also means the Spirit of a servant.
同一个灵同时也讲到同有一个仆人的灵。
So our brother shared nine characteristics of the spirit of a servant.
说到仆人的灵，弟兄也分享了九个特征。
What are these nine characteristics?
这九个特征是什么呢？
Number one,
第一,
a servant must have a clean spirit.
一个仆人必须要有清洁的灵。
The second one,
第二,
a servant must have a righteous spirit.
一个仆人必须要有公义的灵。
Number three,
第三,
a servant must have a spirit of kindness.
一个仆人必须要有良善的灵。
Number four,
第四,
a servant must have a spirit of obedience.
仆人要有一个 顺服的灵。
Number five.
第五。
A servant must have a faithful spirit.
仆人要有忠心的灵。
And number six.
第六。
A servant must have a good spirit of wisdom.
仆人要有智慧的灵。
Number seven.
第七。
A servant must have a spirit of counsel.
仆人要有谋略的灵。
What is the spirit of counsel?
什么叫谋略的灵？
It is to know how to properly apply spiritual principles to solve problems in service, not just based on people's opinions.
谋略的灵就是讲到在侍奉当中，如果遇见了困难，这一个仆人他知道如何合宜的运用出属灵的原则和神工作的法则来解决这个问题，而不仅仅只是基于人的意见在讨论。
Number eight.
第八个。
A servant must have a spirit of knowledge and reverence for God.
一个仆人要有因为认识神所以敬畏神的灵。
Finally,
最后，
a servant must have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
一个仆人要有刚强仁爱健全心思的灵。
Not only that we have to have the same spirit,
我们不仅仅是要有同一个灵，
but we also have to walk in the same step.
同时我们也要走在同一个脚踪。
What does it mean to walk in the same step?
什么叫做走在同一个脚踪？
From 1 Peter chapter 2,
从彼得前书二章这里，
Apostle Peter said that since Christ has also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
彼得在这里说，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
So now we know.
现在我们知道。
Today if we want to be good spiritual companions,
今天如果我们想要成为一个好的属灵同伴，
we must first be the companion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
首先我们要成为耶稣基督的同伴，
to be able to follow his footsteps,
跟随他的脚踪行。
But how can we follow our Lord's footsteps?
那我们如何能够走在耶稣基督的脚踪里呢？
We must have to have the same mind of Christ.
我们首先要有基督的心思。
Because our brother shared with us,
因为弟兄跟我们分享说，
How we think determines how we walk.
我们如何想就决定了我们如何走，如何做。
So if we have the mind of Christ,
如果我们有基督的心思，
then we naturally will walk in the Lord's footsteps.
那么很自然的我们就会走在基督耶稣的脚踪里。
Now today we don't have a lot of time to talk about Philippians chapter 2.
今天我们没有太多的时间详细的讲腓立比书第二章。
But one thing we have to remember,
但有一件事我们要记得。
The mind of Christ is the mind of the cross.
基督的心思就是十架的心思。
And there are 7 points that we can practice every day.
说到基督的心思，有七个点我们每一天都可以来操练。
Number one,
第一点，
we should learn not to grasp, but willing to let go.
我们要学习不抢夺，并且心甘情愿的放手。
Number two,
第二点，
we should learn to deny ourselves by emptying our self-interests.
我们要学习否认自己，就是倒空自己的兴趣。
Number three,
第三点，
we should learn to surrender our will under God's will.
我们要学习将自己的意志降服在神的意志之下。
Number four,
第四点，
We should learn to take on a form of bond servant to serve God.
我们要学习取奴仆的形象来侍奉神。
Number five.
第五点，
We should learn to humble ourselves before God, willing to be lowly and ordinary.
学习在神的面前降卑自己，成为一个微小平凡的人。
Number six.
第六点，
We should learn obedience and listen to the Lord.
学习顺服神，并且听主的话。
Finally, number seven.
最后一点，
We should constantly reckon to the fact that we have been crucified with the Lord.
我们需要一直认定一个事实，就是我们已经与基督耶稣同钉十字架。
So that in every situation,
所以在每一个我们所处的环境里，
just like the hymn that we sang this morning,
就像今天早上我们所唱的诗歌一样，
look not at your gain or at your loss,
自己的得失不要紧，
but take heed the will of God,
但是神的旨意要留心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we truly have this mind of Christ in us,
如果我们真的是以基督耶稣的心思为心思，
then we shall experience the deepest rest and the greatest endurance to run this heavenly race.
那么在奔跑这条天路的时候，我们就能够经历最深沉的安息和最安稳的忍耐。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is the way of the cross.
这是十架的路。
The question is,
问题是，
are you willing for this?
我们是否甘愿走上这条路？
May the Lord bless his word.
愿主能够祝福他的话。
We'll pass the following time to Brother Chen.
将时间给坚辉弟兄。
Yeah, 感谢主借着弟兄的分享。
Praise the Lord for our brother's sharing.
我们弟兄实在是分享的很多点。
And our brother shared many points.
我不知道大家记得几个点。
And I don't know how many points.
我算了一下，有八个点加九个点加七个点，所以应该有二十四个点。
There was a total of 24 points that our brother mentioned.
实在是很丰富。
It's very abundant.
每个点弟兄姐妹都可以 继续的思想。
And each of these points may we truly meditate upon.
那如果继续下来，如果再继续讲点的话
，If we continue to list off points，
我可能又有十几二十个点。
We'll have a lot more.
但是神的话丰富，那我今天就三个点跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Because the word of the Lord is very abundant, so today I will only share with three points.
这三个点其实刚才弟兄的交通里面都已经提到过。
And these three points were already mentioned by our brother in his sharing.
因为这次的讯息实在是非常的丰富。
And the sharings from WCCC were very abundant.
那我就开始从第一个点跟弟兄姐妹开始分享。
And so I'll start with my first point.
第一个点就是看见。
And the first point is to see.
在这次信息中弟兄们一再的提醒我们要看见。那看不见。
And the brothers in their sharings at WCCC mentioned that we must see that which is unseen.
有时候我们会觉得从我们的肉眼来感觉这是一个非常矛盾的一句话。
And I think that oftentimes when we think of our physical bodies that we think that this is something that is very hard to do.
既然看不见你怎么又能看见。
How can you see something that is unseen?
这是我们从来我们的头脑想不懂的。
This is something that we cannot comprehend with our brains.
但是我们Condon 弟兄他说的一句话。
But our brother Dana Condon mentioned one thing.
他提醒我们，我们要从 HPOV 的角度来看。
That he mentioned that we must see from a HPOV.
我不知道大家知道什么叫 HPOV。
Do we know what HPOV means?
那个 Ben 跟我们讲一下。
The heavenly point of view.
对，就是从属天的角度来看这件事。
To see things from a heavenly perspective.
当我们从属天角度来看的时候，我们就能够看见。
And when we take this heavenly perspective, we can see that which is unseen.
在哥林多后书第四章第十八节里面说到。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 it says,
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are eternal.
我们要实在是知道，在属真实的是看不见的，是属灵的。
The things which are unseen are spiritual.
我们这个人实在是受地上的捆绑太多。
And we are bound by the things of this earth.
我们就喜欢看得见，摸着到的。
And we like to see things and we like things that we can touch.
求主帮助我们拿掉这些。
May the Lord truly help us to get rid of it.
开我们心里面的眼睛看到那属天的。
That he can open the eyes of our hearts to see that which is eternal.
顺利兄在马可提到在马可福音第八章里面看到。
And Brother Sun mentioned that in Mark chapter 8 we see
耶稣在那边医治一个瞎子一个盲人。
That the Lord Jesus healed a blind man.
他第一次摸他的身体的时候，摸他身体的时候，那个瞎子他说他看见。
And when the Lord Jesus laid his hands on the blind man's eyes for the first time, he mentioned that he sees, or body, he said that he sees.
然后但是他看人是看到是什么样子呢？他是看模模糊糊的。
But he was not clear in what he saw.
他看到像树木一样。
He saw them as trees.
当耶稣在摸他第二次眼睛的时候
，And the second time when the Lord Jesus laid hands on his eyes,
他眼睛就看清楚了。
His eyes were clear.
求主实在是帮助我们，让我们的眼睛能够完全的得开。
May the Lord truly help us to open our eyes.
如果我们还看不清楚，还不明白的时候
，That if we are still unclear and we do not understand,
我们求主实在是开我们的眼。
May the Lord truly open our eyes
再摸我们的眼睛,
and touch our eyes
我们能够看清他自己,
so that we can see him clearly.
我们知道土星是一个非常特别的是太阳系里面一个行星对不对?
We know that the planet Saturn is a very particular planet.
它是一个很特别的行星。
And it's very special.
因为它这个行星那个周遭有一个环子, 一个光环。
And the planet has a ring around it.
然后那是一个很美丽的，这看起来就非常的美。
It's a very beautiful planet.
那我一直觉得这个图画，这个其他的星球都没有，就这个星有，就很奇怪。
And there's no other planets that have this ring.
但是因为我天晚上看的时候也看不到这个行星。
But when you look at the night sky, you can't really see this planet.
那我就觉得好吧，那既然天文学家这样子画，我就这样子接受了。
But astronomers and have mentioned and shown us this picture.
但去年有一次我在山上。
And so I've believed them. And but last year I was on the mountaintop.
刚好住的地方有一个观察星星的一个介绍。
And there was a little blurb about introducing planets.
在那个活动里面，我们用太空望远镜来看星星。
And in this activity, you could use a telescope to stargaze.
在那一次的经历里面，我的眼睛实在是看到土星旁边那个环。
And in that experience, I was able to look on, look at the planet Saturn and see the rings.
那再也不是一个想象，一个只是看图片的感觉而已了。
And at that moment, it wasn't just an imagination or seeing a picture.
我的眼睛看见了。
But that my eyes saw.
我知道那是真实的。
And I knew that it was real.
我们讲属灵的事的时候。
And so when we speak on the spiritual things,
如果我们不是里面真知道，我们都还在一个感觉、一个想象中。
And if we do not understand with our hearts, then we are still in a state of imagination.
所以第一点，我们实在是求主开我们的眼睛，看到那看不见的。
And so the first point is that we must ask the Lord to open our eyes so that we can see that which is unseen.
那第二个点，
And the second point,
讲到奔跑。
Speaks on running.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
And we must run towards the goal.
我们要依照着神的道路来奔跑。
And we must run on this heavenly way.
讲着准确一点, 这个奔跑是在场上的奔跑。
And to be a little more specific, this running is a race.
我们知道这个奔跑, 这个赛跑有一定的规矩, 也有一定的目标,
and we know that when we run in a race, that there is rules and there is a clear goal.
刚才弟兄也提到, 在腓立比书3章里面说到,
And just as our brother mentioned in the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从天上召我来的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ in God in Christ Jesus. And so when we run this race, that we must have a clear goal ahead of us.
有一次我跟我的姐妹去接一个小姐妹去一个地方。
And once my wife and I were picking up a sister to go somewhere.
那我们就把那个住址放在我的那个导航器里面。
And so I put their address into my GPS.
然后就到了那里。
And I arrived at the location.
打电话给她说我们到了。
And I called her and I said we've arrived.
然后她就说我马上下来。
And she said I'll be down in a little bit.
然后我们等了半天一直没看到她。
And we waited for a while and we never saw her.
然后我们再打电话给她。
And so we called her again.
她说我已经在这边等没看到我们。
And she said I'm here at the location but I don't see you.
结果发生什么事呢？
But so what happened?
那个住址是错的。
The location was the wrong place.
所以 他的住的住址不是在那里。
She was living in a location that wasn't the one that I put in the GPS.
我们以为他是在那里，我们就到那里去等。
And so I thought that she was at this location A, and so we went there to wait for her.
这是一个空跑，徒劳的。
And this was a miscommunication.
在我们属天的道路上，我们目标不对的时候。
And so in our spiritual lives, when our goal is not correct,
你觉得你已经走完了, 你已经走到了,
you feel like you have already finished the race, you have walked the path,
在主面前都不算,
but this does not count before
记不记得在马太福音有一段话说到,
just like it, if you remember in Matthew, there's a phrase that says,
他说到有一批人,
and there's a group of people,
他说主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And they said, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast demons out in your name and in your name perform many miracles?
那主就跟他讲，我明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们。
And the Lord Jesus said to them, I never knew you.
我们知道，如果我们不是照神的法规来做事，来服事。
If we do not do things according to the rules and the commandments that have been set before us, then it does not count before the Lord.
不仅我们的目标对,
not only must our goal be correct,
我们的道路也要对,
but our way must be also correct.
我们知道刚刚过完的奥运会,
and we know that the Paris Olympics just finished.
哦，我刚好看到一个项目。 就是游泳比赛,
and I watched an event which was swimming.
找一个, 哦, 决赛,
it was an event.
然后我看到, 有一个是第三名结束的。
And I saw that there was a third place finisher.
他应该是拿到铜牌,
he should have received the bronze medal.
后来那个裁判宣布一件事情,
but the judge mentioned one thing.
因为他在转弯, 在换头回来的时候, 没有照着规矩做那正确的, 那个转道的方式,
but that when he was turning around to come back, that he did not do it in the right manner.
他就这个铜牌就没有了。
And so the bronze medal was taken from him.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是一个警醒,警告,
this is a warning.
如果我们照着神的心意, 不照着神的法度来服侍他自己,
if we do not serve according to the heart of God,
在主的面前都不算数,
then it does not count before him.
我们花了很多时间, 我们觉得我们付上很多的代价,
we might have felt that we have spent a lot of time and paid a great price.
但是最后没有得到奖赏,
but at the end, we will not receive the prize.
这是非常可惜的。
And this is something that is very sad.
好, 这是第二个点。
And this is the second point.
讲到我们要奔跑, 要有目标, 要有对的道路。
That we must run according to the rules as well as running towards the goal.
那第三个点,
and the third point,
要持守,
is to hold fast.
我们要在信心中等候主的再来。
That in faith, that we must await His return.
哦, 赛跑, 其中有一个非常重要的一个规矩。
And as you run a race, that there is one very important rule.
就是你要跑到终点。
That you must reach the end.
如果你没有跑到终点的, 你这个赛跑就不算数。
And if you do not reach the finish line, then it does not count.
而且这个每一个选手都知道快到终点的时候,
and everyone knows that as you are approaching the finish line,
他们都会用全身的, 力气做最后的冲击。
That the athletes use all their efforts in order to finish.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这个世代的情形,
that in this generation,
我们可以知道主来的日子实在是近了,
that we know that the return of the Lord is near.
现在好比是在我们在场上赛跑的最后一段,
and this is just as if we were at the end of the race, the last part before the finish line.
一个选手如果知道这是最后一段, 他就会奋不力, 顾一切就往前冲。
And if an athlete knows that they are close to the finish line, they're using all their effort to finish the race.
我们活在这个世代,
and as we live in this day and age,
在现今这个时候,
that in these end times,
我们也需要有这样子的迫切感,
that we must also have this feeling.
我们要警醒,
that we must be alert.
我们要能够做最后的冲刺,
and that we must push on to the finish line.
我们知道一个选手到了终点以后,
and we know that once they have reached the finish line,
好, 他这个成绩板上, 他就有他的成绩就出来,
and on the scoreboard you see their times.
然后就照这个成绩, 我们, 他们就来排名,
and based on their times, they have a rank.
但是没有到, 没有跑到终点的人, 或不照规矩跑的人, 怎么办呢?
But if you do not reach the finish line, or if you do not follow the race by the rules,
那个成绩板上是写什么呢?
On the scoreboard, what does it say?
DQ.
It says DQ.
DQ不是 Dairy Queen.
It's not Dairy Queen.
DQ是 disqualified.
DQ means disqualified.
你的资格被取消了。
That your place has been disqualified.
所以你看到那个成绩板上，有些人 DQ，就是有一些就是他没有分你，或者是他违法违规。
And so some people on the scoreboard next to their name is DQ. They have been disqualified because they did not either finish the race or they did not abide by the rules.
我在想当我们有一天见主面的时候,
and I think that one day when we see the Lord,
我是盼望每一个弟兄姐妹, 那个板上都有我们的为主所摆上的见证。
My hope is that each and every one of us might have our testimony next to our name.
如果我们的名字旁边有一个DQ,
and if there is a DQ next to our name,
那是何等的悲哀,
and that is a great shame.
何等的我们就要咬牙切齿,
and there will be gnashing of teeth.
我们实在是知道,
and so we know,
在基督徒的道路上是很多的艰辛,
that in this life as a Christian, that we go through many things.
刚才弟兄也提到了,
and just as our brother shared with us earlier,
啊, 十字架的道路,
that the way of the cross,
但是我们知道, 唯有经过十字架的道路, 我们才能够经历神复活生命的道路。
And only through the way of the cross may we truly come to understand the resurrection life of Christ.
我们知道这是至亲至脏的苦楚。
And that this is a great price.
为了要我们成就那极重无比的荣耀,
that has been paid so that we can enter into glory with him.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters.
啊, 十字架只是一个过程,
the cross is just a
process.
A process.
它不是我们的, 好像一个结果,
and the it is not just a result.
它的结果是要带我们到那荣耀里面,
and it is to bring us into glory.
我们知道刚才讲到在希伯来书第十一章里面,
we know that in Hebrews chapter 11,
我们看到有许多伟大的见证,
we know that there are many great heroes of faith,
他们里面都有相同, 都有一个看见,
and they all saw one thing and they all had one thing in common.
在彭弟兄的讯息里面, 信息里面提到一件事情,
and in our brother Peng's messages,
他看到, 他说到亚的伯拉罕、以撒、雅各还有约瑟,
that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
他们的生活跟都是跟那个新的那个城市有关,
that they all were all
new city,
that they were all looking towards this city,
那个城市就是新耶路撒冷,
and this is the new Jerusalem.
在那个时代, 他们里面就有这样子的看见跟认识,
and that in their time that they had this understanding.
啊, 在那个时代, 他们也能够做神美好的榜样,
and that in their time that they were able to be a testimony.
刚才我们的弟兄也提到, 顺弟兄提到在这些圣徒中八个特点,
and our brother shared earlier that our brother's son mentioned 8 points.
我本来只想提一个,
and I originally only wanted to
mention
1 point.
回去听其他七个,
and brothers and sisters can go home and listen to the other 7.
那我们弟兄比较有恩典,
but our brother has a little more grace.
他把这个八个点都讲出来了,
he listed all 8 points.
但是他并没有把里面更多的细节跟弟兄姐妹交通,
but one he didn't go into detail for each point.
我们弟兄姐妹我们可以回去再一次听这些话语实在是很宝贵,
brothers and sisters can go home and listen to each point.
那顺利兄用以诺这个人,
and brother
不是以诺抱歉亚伯
and brother son spoke on Abel,
讲到第一个点,
and the first point,
就是讲到从软弱中看到神的刚强,
that in their weakness that they were that you could see the strength of God.
那孙弟兄是怎么分享的呢?
And how did brother son share this?
今天没时间在这边跟大家分享,
and I don't have time to share with brothers and sisters.
大家回去看怎么看到从亚伯看到这一点呢?
And brothers and sisters can go home and see how this is exemplified in Abel's life.
那康登弟兄用的摩西,
and brother Dana Congdon mentioned Moses.
看到神他做事的一些, 法则,
and that you could see the laws placed before us.
他第一个他首先让我们看到神里面的心,
and that in his life that we could see that the Lord showed us his heart.
然后再让我们看到他的伟大的计划,
and the Lord also in that we could see his great plan.
再来他把我们这些人放在他那个伟大的计划里,
and then he brought us into his plan.
弟兄姐妹, 这是何等大的恩典,
what a wonderful grace this is.
今天我们能够坐在这边, 我们能够称神是我们的神, 实在是神给我们何等大的恩典,
that we have the opportunity to come and sit before him and call him our God. It is truly by his grace.
借着圣灵, 借着他的话, 他跟我们启示所有的一切,
and by his spirit may he do the revealing work,
他把他的心向我们打开,
that he can reveal his heart to us,
知道他要的是什么,
so that we can come to understand what he desires.
他也把他的计划放在我们的面前,
and he have placed his plan before us,
知道这个世代他的作为是什么,
to see what he brings to accomplish, he will bring into accomplishment.
他更把我们放在他的计划当中,
and even more so, he has brought us into his plan.
让我们能够与他同工,
so that we can co-work with him,
来成就这个伟大的计划,
to bring about this plan.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹们,
I don't know if brothers and sisters,
我们想到这里的时候, 我们心中是何等的感恩, 也何等的在主的面前俯伏敬拜,
when we think of this point, are we truly touched and can we truly bow down before him?
人算什么?
What is man?
他既然把这样子的恩典, 这样子的荣耀放在我们的身上,
that he has placed this grace in our lives.
我们还有理由不完全的顺服他, 不完全把自己奉献给他吗?
Do we have any other reason to follow and obey him?
我们都是同往天召的弟兄姐妹们,
that we are all brothers and sisters that have been saved by him.
愿我们能够彼此激励,
may we encourage one another.
能够彼此扶持,
that we can encourage one another.
在这个属天这条天路上,
that we can walk this heavenly way.
我们一起做同伴,
that we can be companions together.
我们一起为着神的旨意我们效力。
And that we can work together for his purpose.
我们知道在这次的奥运中，我听到一件，看到一个消息。
I saw one news from this Olympics.
我们知道，当你打破奥运记录的时候，你应该都是很高兴的，对不对？
And when you break an Olympic record, you usually very happy.
但是照理讲，应该可能得奖牌的机会应该是很大。
And if you break this record, typically the chances of you winning a medal is very high.
但是在这一次的比赛中, 这个1万公尺的赛跑中,
and there was in the 10,000 meter run.
有13位打破奥运纪录。
There were 13 that broke the record.
你第13名你还是拿不到奖牌。
And the 13th place didn't get a medal.
当我们知道比赛最重要的结果可能不是奖牌,
but we know that the most important thing might not be the medal.
因为得金牌的只有一个,
because we know that there is only one that receives the gold medal.
我们参与的是为着我们自己, 为着自己能够在这个比赛能够进步。
But as we run this race, it is about improving.
所以我们在这个属天的赛跑, 我们不是跟弟兄姐妹比赛。
So in this heavenly race, it isn't to compete with brothers and sisters. That we are comparing to ourselves.
我们希望每天的奔跑,
that every day of our race, may we continually break a new record. So that we can receive his praises when we
need.
And that is our heart's prayer. That when his kingdom returns,
在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，你跟我,
all the brothers and sisters that are sitting here, may we all be there. And there might not be one lacking. May the Lord truly bless his words. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
每次想到你在我们身上说, 蒙的恩所给我们的恩典是何等的浩大。
And every time we think of this great blessing that you've bestowed upon us,
我是用我们的嘴巴没办法诉说的。
And it is one that we cannot speak with our mouths.
但是主，每一次我们来到你面前,
But Lord, every time we come before your presence,
我们思想这些,
and we can meditate upon these things,
我们里面就俯伏敬拜你。
Our hearts bow down before you.
主，你已经为我们舍下了一切。
Lord, you have given all for us.
你把你一切所有的你都赏赐给我们。
And you have blessed us.
好叫我们这些毫无盼望的人,
so that people such as us,
如今成了何等样子的福分,
that we can receive your blessing.
能够称你为我们的神, 我们的主,
and that we can call you our God.
在你的工作上我们能够与一同有份,
that in your plan that we have a part.
主，我们实在是感谢，我们赞美你。
And so, Lord, we thank you and praise you.
愿你再借着这些话语继续对我们说话。
May you continue to use your words to speak to us.
在我们的生活中，我们能够经历这些话语的实际。
That in our daily lives that we can experience the reality of your words.
我们能够做一个讨你喜悦的儿女。
So that we can be children loved by you.
让你的心能够心满意足。
And that we can satisfy your heart.
我们心中实在是祷告。
So our Lord, our heart's prayer,
当我们见你面的时候,
is that when we see you face to face,
我们能够被你来称赞说忠心的仆人,
that we can truly hear you say that that we are faithful servants.
主，我们实在是感谢，我们赞你，我们知道这不是我们能够做的。
And Lord, we know that this is something that we cannot accomplish by ourselves.
是你要在我们身上所做成的。
But that you will accomplish through us.
祝福你的儿女们。
May you bless your children.
在地上能够坚强。
That here on this earth that we might be strengthened. That we can be testimony.
我们这样祷告感谢，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.